Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Baruch, would you to open in prayer for us, please, my brother?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prayer. It's whatever you got on your heart to pray. That's the benediction. I'm going to get Brother Kanik to do the benediction for us. Yeah.
Merciful Father, in the name of Yeshua, Abba, we thank you for this Sabbath. We thank you for this men's fellowship. We ask you, Father, to give us strength. We ask you again for the teacher, Brother Al, your wisdom and the words that you want us to know. And everyone who is listening, we pray that your word drop like seeds on fertile ground, and that the adversary did not fuck them up and take them away.
Amen.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's the good thing about having all the brothers here. You don't have to do this by yourself. Could you read this part for me, Brother Kanik? Just this first paragraph here. And then we'll just pray. And die.
Rukata Yahushua, our mighty one, one king of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and is pleased with the words that were uttered with truth. Rukata Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Torah Akin. Yes. Kol Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom once again, family. Am I coming through? Anybody's got it on? I'm coming through from the ones and twos. And once again, this is your brother Ahab All with my sixth installment for this session. Of study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And from Baltimore, Maryland, USA, good old Baltimore, Maryland, USA. So this lesson, which Yahweh placed on my heart, oddly enough, because he doesn't usually do that, last Shabbat. But he is wonderful, you know, and just for that reason alone, we should bless his holy name. And in going through the lessons over that Yahweh has led our spiritual leader, Yahkel, to teach us, it just substantiated that even more for me. And again, you know, Abba doesn't usually give me lessons ahead of time, but knowing we were, this Shabbat, we would be at the retreat, he gave me a little something, you know, and as Rabbi's teaching, it was just like, wow, you know, hearing some confirmation on, you know, what he's doing. And I don't think anybody that has been listening to the lessons, especially the brothers here, that we don't feel like we've been blessed with a treasure, you know, this retreat. And, you know, the foundation of man is what Yahweh led our leader to teach us. And it was a very fulfilling spiritual meal. I mean, other than the fact that we got fed physically, you know, I think the more abundant meal that we received were the several lessons, as my brother always says, the lessons and the blessings that we got while we were out here and to sit at his feet and to learn those wonderful words of Yahweh. And when he taught us that the foundation of man, and when he asked us, well, you know, I forgot what the Hebrew word was. And one of the things that I know my answer was, I blurted out, well, the feet. He said, what is the structure of man? The feet. And he was like, no, the bones, you know. And where do we learn that within the scriptures other than, you know, the physical fact that the bones are the foundation of our body? But Yahweh also shows us that he gave us proof positive in scriptures, that that's what, and even how the process by which he created Adam, right? And to take you back off of what we've been learning, one of the things that he says in Ezekiel, 37th chapter, right? I'm going to skip to 37th. We know this scripture, you know, the valley of dry bones. And one of the things that he said to the prophet Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And the prophet answered, Yahweh, Master Yahweh, you know, I can't answer that question. You know whether or not these bones can live because it's the valley of dry bones. It's nothing. There's nothing there, if you can just imagine in your mind, but heaps and heaps and heaps of bones that are disjointed. They're not connected. But one of the things that he showed or told the prophet that what he must do, and that's why I feel like this has been such a blessing, because what are the bones? What is the foundation of man, brother? What's the foundation? What did we learn this week? What have we been learning? What is it that we've learned? The first lesson. Think to the first lesson while we were here. What is it? Say it again, my brother. Hallelujah. Man is an institution, right? Mankind and humanity is an institution. This is what we've learned this week, right? But within the institution of mankind, what else did we learn? Yisrael is an institution. The people of Yahweh are an institution within this institution, right or wrong? Right? That's what we learned, right? But then we see, what did he say? 37:4, again he said to me, prophesy over these bones and tell them, you dry bones, you institution, you foundation, hear Yahweh's word. Isn't that what we've been hearing out here this retreat? We've been hearing the words of Yahweh through his messenger, right? 37:5, thus says the master Yahweh to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you will live. So one of the other things that we learn about Yahweh is that he has a plan. He has a goal in mind, right? And he said to him, once you hear my word, the truth of my word, you're going to live. It's going to breathe life into you. Isn't that all what we talked about so far this week? Right? Nefesh, nafah, all these beautiful things that we have learned so far this week, right? And he says, 37:6, I will lay sinews on you and will bring flesh on you, bring up flesh on you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you will live. Then you will know that I am Yahweh, right? So I prophesied. He was obedient to Yahweh as I was commanded. As I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, there was an earthquake. Then the bones came together, bone to its bones. So now we see the process and what Yahweh has in mind in the future for the nation of Israel, for his people. And one, I say nation of Israel, I'm going right back to what we learned from our spiritual leader. It ain't just about a particular people of color. It's about the people who are obedient to his word. That is what the nation of Israel is. Not just about blood lineage. It's not just about a color. It's about obedience first and foremost to his word, right or wrong. All right, so the keynote. Again, Abba gave me last week, said Isaiah 25:1, Yahweh, you are my mighty one. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago in complete faithfulness and truth. Isn't that another thing that we learned so far this week? Yahweh has a goal, an end game in mind. From the time he created man, he had a plan for man, right or wrong? Hallelujah. He had a plan for man, right? So we know that Yahweh doesn't do anything just because he's got nothing better to do. He's got an end game. He wants to save humanity. But in order to save humanity, he must first organize a people to bring about an aid in this salvation. Yahushua did his part, but one of the things it said in the scriptures that what? Greater work shall ye do. I did my part, but I'm depending on you to do your part as well. He could have just easily put the bones together himself. He didn't have to say that. He didn't have to call the prophet in. The prophet's a created being. The prophet is his mouthpiece. The prophet is a person, but he said to the prophet, prophesy to the bones. Speak my words to the bones. Y'all could have just spoken to himself, right? When it was just Adam and him and the God, he spoke to Adam, right? But that relationship has been cut off now. So we don't have that direct connect to him anymore. We have to go through a messenger. one ordained and sent by Yahweh to do and to speak, to do Yahweh's will and to speak his word. Right or wrong? Am I in agreement? Are y'all in agreement so far? All right. Now let's look at something that was stated in the Psalms. Again, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Hallelujah. Abba Yah. Man, you are worthy to be praised. Because you have done wonderful things. And again, my brother talked about his life and another brother's life and another brother's life and where he took him as well as some of us from our beginnings to where we are now. And he has made some of us very different. Can you hear me? Made us very different people. You know, he talked about his life and a brother that he says he's known for 40 some odd years and the lifestyle that they were in, which was in contrast and in opposition to the betterment of our people. They actually worked towards the detriment of our people in their former life. But now they are working towards the salvation of our people, of the people of Yah, right? But listen to what he says about us. Psalms 82:6. I said, you are mighty ones. All of you are sons of the Most High. This is what his word said. What did we just learn to, not today, yesterday. Well, no, yesterday, because the sun was still up, right? I see you nodding your head. What we learned, Brother Baruch, you want to be the cameraman. No, you ain't just going to be the cameraman. I'm calling you out, Brother Baruch. Hallelujah. Y'all want to see the man behind the camera? Y'all want to see the cameraman? Right? But what did we learn? And one of the things that the brother said when we were asked, well, what have we learned so far? And his answer struck me because, and it struck Rabbi too. He said eternity. And at first it was like eternity. But yeah, eternity. We have seen through the teaching that we are made to live forever, right? Even if we as the individual pass on, if we have seed that has been planted, Yahweh, and again, Yahweh made Adam, and that was it. And all life, male and female, came forth from Adam, the only flesh that Yahweh created, the only flesh. But you're here, you're here, you're here, you're here, y'all are here, as well as you, my brother, and me, because Yahweh created Adam. So therefore, we are all the sons of Adam. Flesh and blood, beings with life, the breath of life in us. And to add and sweeten the pot, if you believe and Yahushua HaMashiach, and if you submit to his instructions through the Torah, life is guaranteed to us beyond when this flesh dies. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That we have hope. We have something to look forward to when we close our eyes. We don't have to fear death. Like the scripture said, death, where's your sting? You can't prick me. Because once I have Yahushua, once I am obedient to the Torah, and not that we're going to be perfect, not that we're not going to make mistakes, that we're not going to err in any way, but the scriptures also say we have an advocate, do we not?
Amen.
And my brother talked about that last night. People go to the court system, observe what happens in the court, and see how a case is deliberated. One person is the plaintiff. One person is the defendant. Now, his son was blessed enough that he could be his own advocate or defendant, but we know he had someone else there in the courtroom with him. Did he not? He said, I don't need no lawyer. Brother, your son has learned the lesson. And think about what we've been learning about the ways to teach, the way we impart Yahweh's will, Yahweh's word, two people. It's six different ways, right or wrong, right?
Yeah.
One of those ways is to impart by example of living. So he's seeing how his father has lived. He He don't even know that his that he gave his son that confidence to go in there and say, I don't need no physical lawyer. I got you here, Abba, and I got a spiritual lawyer here with me and could look at the plaintiff's lawyer and say, he don't know nothing. I remember that happening with Gershom and Danny one time, going through a similar situation. He ain't going there with no lawyer, but his plaintiff did. And guess what? Well, I'm lying to you. He ain't going there with no physical lawyer, but he went in there with the spiritual lawyer, right? And he, by the time it was over, the plaintiff wished they had never not my anointed and do him no harm, right? And he said, our families are sanctified by the works that we do. Is he not worthy to be praised?
Hallelujah.
Is he not wonderful? It's not always the big things, y'all. It's sometimes it's the little things and sometimes the things in between where he shows forth, gives us that confidence to continue in being faithful to him. Right, one of the things, I got a brother on the job. I love talking to him. He's a Morris Science brother, right? They call him the Mo, right? Mo. And one of the things that he in having conversation, we always end up talking about the Almighty, the Most High. And he said there are three aspects, the three dominant aspects of the Creator. He said wisdom, will, and love. That those are the three aspects that he that shows his supremacy over all creation. He's wiser than the wise, right? As the scriptures say, as the rain comes down from the heavens, so shall my word do what I get. His will be done. But outside of that, we can depend on his love to be there for us in all times and all situations, right? Turning now to Sirach and the Apocrypha. I'm going to start Sirach chapter 11, starting at verse 1. If you all out there may not have access to the Apocrypha, if you have a phone or a tablet or on your computer, you can type it into the search engine and it'll pop up. It's the book of Sirach. So S-I-R-A-C-H. Need bifocus. Sirach 11:1 reads, the wisdom of the lowly will lift up his head and make him to sit in the midst of great men. Commend not a man for his beauty, and abhor not a man for his outward appearance. The bee is little among such as fly, and her fruit is the chief of sweetmeats. Now, before they came up with all these artificial sweeteners, that was the sweetener, honey, right? Which came from bees, which the word in Hebrew for bee is what?
Deborah.
But Deborah is also what? Debar. Word, right? So now his word is chief among the sweet meats, right? 11th floor. Glory not in putting on of raiment, and exalt not yourself in the day of honor. For the works of Yahweh are wonderful, and his works are hidden among men. And this is one of them words I wish they had the Strong's Concordance, so I can look at what that word hidden means in Hebrew. But guess what? What did we learn these last couple of days? That his works are hidden within us. That nefesh, nafat, and nasham, right? All aspects of him that are hidden within us. Amen? All right, family, I'm just going to read you some things here. And I'm not going to lie and say we won't be long today, but it's not my intention to be long today, right? Psalms 40, we're going to read through Psalms 40. And these are, and the word for wonderful and these scriptures are all the same word in Hebrew. And I'll get to it once I, in a second, family. It says, for the chief musician in Psalm by David, I waited patiently for Yahweh. He turned to me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock, and gave me a firm place to stand. What did we learn? One of the first things we learned about during the lesson is what? Support, which was what supports us. Amen? But one other thing, think of Aleph, Bet, Nun, or is Aleph Bet Yosef? Eben, right? My stone, right? Because we were talking about the sons, and when you mentioned we're separating the sons of light from the sons of darkness, and I got, oh, when he shook. Matter of fact, I think we got a picture of it, right? And my stone, my son, right? So when we think about that rock, he set my feet on a rock. He set us upon the stone. Think about the stone that the builders refused had become the chief cornerstone. And he said, we are all lively stones in his house. Did he not?
Right.
So that means once we are called into the sonship, the stoneship, right, we now get fitted in there. So if this is the chief cornerstone right here, right, then we get fitted in there somewhere. Like when you see that mason put them bricks down, he puts the main brick down, then after that, build mortar, right, until he has that structure, right? So he says, he set, back to 42, he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Look at what Yahushua said. He said, don't build your house on sand. He says to build our house on that rock, right? So that the waves, when they come, won't beat the house down, right? Because in order to get to that house, you got to get past the rocks, right or wrong, right? So he's letting you know that sometimes when these spiritual things come upon you, if you are built on that rock, because what did we learn also? Mayim, right? The word, that word stands for spirit, for water, and sometimes it stands for good spirits, and sometimes bad spirits come to beat upon us, right or wrong. But if we are set upon the rock, he says he gave me a firm place to stand, right? 43. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our mighty one. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in Yahweh. See, when these problems come upon you, guess what? In this whole lesson, these past 6 weeks have been about faith, and trials and tribulations, because at times these trials and these tribulations beat on us. They wear us down. But if we are set firmly upon that rock, guess what? When it says many shall see it and fear, because you have people that, and not just people, you have these spirits. Think about what happened with Job. Satan took delight in doing his job against him. He took delight in accepting the challenge or accepting Yahweh's permission to try to get Job to curse Yahweh. And what is cursing Yahweh? The opposite of blessing and praising him, right? Because that's the blessing he wants. We offer a sacrifice of praise to him. That's what he requires. He said, I don't want the fat of bulls and rams. He said, I want your obedience. I want your praise in your praise to come out of your lips towards me, so that way it's a jab to Hasatan, to the fallen angels, and to the demons. Every time you can belt out hallelujah. He says, 44, blessed is the man who makes Yahweh his trust and doesn't respect the proud, nor such as turn away to lies. Many, Yahweh my Elohim, are the wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are towards us, they can be declared back to you. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be counted. Think about this. You know, one of the things we'll be talking about too is the fact that this body is working all day long without us giving a thought to it. You know, beating heart, lung, blood circulating through our veins, all of these things that are taking place within us that we have no control over whatsoever. You can try to hold your breath, but eventually, if you want to live, and your body is actually going to force you to do that without your permission, right? He says, sacrifice and offering you didn't desire. You have opened ears. You have not required burnt offerings and sin offerings. Then I said, behold, I have come. It is written about me in the book, in the scroll. Wait a minute now. What book, what scroll? Told him, he said, when they were out there, we cast out demons. Come out, demon. I'm out. Come out, demon. I'm out. He said, we can cast out demons in your name. He said, don't marvel at that. That's cool and everything. But you know what's more magnificent? That your book is written in the book. Your name is written in the book of life. When he talks about me in the book, in the scroll, that's what he's talking about. As well as Yahushua HaMashiach, because he is our life. But if we are connected to him, we also have eternal life. 48. I delight to do your will, my mighty one. Yes, your Torah is within my heart. What did we talk about? That deliberation, did we not? Did we not talk about that deliberation that goes back and forth between us, between doing good, doing bad, wondering whether or not this keeping this Torah is worth it? He says, I have proclaimed glad news, 49. I have proclaimed glad news of the righteousness in the great assembly. Behold, I will not fear my lips. Yahweh, you know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Don't withhold your tender mercies from me, Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look. They are more than the hairs on my head. My heart has failed me. Be pleased, Yahweh, to deliver me. Hurry to help me, Yahweh. Listen to his cry. Listen to his plea to Yahweh. He said, let them be disappointed and confounded together who seek after my soul to destroy it. How many of us realize that our soul continually is in the balance, that every day, he is pleading for our nefesh. Our nafak, what's the other word? Neshama, our neshama. He's pleading for it because he created it. It's that essence of him that resides within us. And he says, I want them to be disappointed. I want them to be confounded together who seek after my soul. Now notice he said together because they ain't just coming one at a time. He said one will chase 1,000. It's like that means one is fighting against 1,000. Two will send 10,000. Like, so if we come together, it is exponentially changed how powerful we become in the fight. So now multiply that now by a third person, a fourth person, a fifth person, so on and so forth. That means, and what did we learn in Ezekiel? He's creating an army of Israel to serve him. Spiritual army. Yes, my brother. Todah. Spiritual army, brother. That's Brother Baruch from the other side of the camera, y'all. Says 4:14. Let them be disappointed and confounded together who seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let them, 40 and 15, let them be desolate by reason of their shame. Tell me, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, let Yahweh be exalted, but I am poor and needy. May the master think about me. You are my help and my deliverance. Don't delay my mighty one. Hallelujah. All right. Next, we're going to Psalms 107, family. We're going to basically read from the book of Psalms. Psalms 107. And this is one of our Psalms. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. For his loving kindness endures forever. Let the redeemed of Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in the desert way. They found no city to live in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way that they might go to a city to live in. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds to the children of men. For he said, who are the children of men? For he satisfies, 107:9, for he satisfies the longing soul. He fills the hungry soul with good. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Y'all hear that? Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. because they rebelled against the words of Yah and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and he broke away their chains. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and cut through bars of iron. Fools are afflicted because of their disobedience and because of their iniquities. Their soul abhors all kinds of food. They draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble. He saves them out of their distresses. He sends his word and heals them and delivers them from their graves. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds to the children of men. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving, sacrifices of praise. Funny, we're in the midst of that holiday this weekend. We don't celebrate it. We're in the midst of it. But this is the sacrifices that he wants. He don't want a bunch of people getting together just to gobble down some turkey, some cranberries, and whatever else, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, whatever. No. He wants these sacrifices of thanksgiving to him and declare his deeds with singing. 107:23. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business in great waters, these see Yahweh's deeds and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up its waves. They mount up to the sky. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts away because of trouble. They reel back and forth and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Think about what happened in the book of Jonah. Think of what happened with the apostles and Yahushua. He's talking about these stormy seas that we get in sometimes as we ride these waves of the ocean of life, right? And sometimes we get tossed to and fro. He's talking about the boat reeling back and forth like a drunken man. And they're at their wit's end, right? And it says 107:28. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distress. He makes the storm to calm. Did he not do that? He walked out. They woke him up. He said, wake up. We're about to die. Here it is. There's a storm rocking the boat back and forth. Right? He down there chilling sleep. So they run down to the bottom boat. Wake up. We're about to die. Peace, be still. Isn't that what he did? He said, shalom. Stay at peace, see? Right? He makes the storm a calm so that its waves are still. He said that after he died, that he would open up every scripture that talked about him.
Right.
This is specifically about what Yahushua did when he came out. He said, right. He makes the storm a calm so that its waves are still. Again, when he came back, he had to show them these things in the scriptures to say, that's talking about me. Didn't y'all experience that with me? When y'all was on the boat with me, y'all woke me up out of my sleep. What did I do? I said, shalom, I calmed the seas, right? The way, and the waters became still. He said, y'all didn't even know that was talking about me, did y'all? Otherwise, y'all wouldn't have panicked. But y'all panicked because this had to be fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, right? 107:30. Then they are glad because it's calm, so he brings them to their desired haven. Isn't that what happened? Matter of fact, he did one better. He said, Master, that's you? Let me come out there and walk on that water with you. The Master, is that you? Because they thought they saw a ghost. You know, they was in Scooby-Doo mode. Knees were smoking together. They see this figure coming to them. They're like, wait a minute now. And they said, let's see Hushua. He said, Master, if that's really you, let me come out with you. And did he not? They are glad because it's calm, so he brings them to their desired haven. 107:31. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds for the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the seat of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert, water springs into a thirsty ground, and a fruitful land into a salt waste for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a desert into a pool of water and a dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry live that they may prepare a city to live in. Sow fields, plant vineyards, and reap the fruits of their increase. He blesses them also so that they are multiplied greatly. He doesn't allow their livestock to decrease. Again, they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. He pours contempt on princes and causes them to wander in a trackless waste. Yet he lifts the needy out of their affliction and increases their families like a flock. The upright will see it and be glad. All the wicked will shut their mouths. Isn't that what happened to Hasatan? After Yahweh brought him through this, he had nothing more that he could say about Job. Because the work and the development that he had to bring about in Job, he was never going to be accused of anything again. Because that's the one thing that Yahweh knew he would not do. He ain't going to turn his back on me. Yeah, we're going to deliberate. We're going to go back and forth. We're going to argue. We're going to have our goings on in between us and between his struggles. But at the end of the day, he's going to come to the realization that, Yahweh, you are good. And there's none good but you. And blessed be your name. It says the upright, 107:42, the upright will see it and be glad. All the wicked will shut their mouths. Whoever is wise will pay attention to these things. They will consider the loving kindness of Yahweh. Psalms 111, Sam. I'm just going to read through. You know, again, he's wonderful. He's worthy of our praise, family. This. 111:1. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. I will give thanks to Yahweh with my whole heart in the council of the upright and in the congregation. Yahweh's works are great, pondered by all those who delight in him. That's what I loved about. I wasn't able to make it to last year for the entire retreat, but this year, being able to be out here, that we had to sit and ponder this word. We had to sit and think, and we kept being asked, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? You know, right? We kept being asked, what are your thoughts? What are you reflecting on from the lesson that Abba is giving you? Are you thinking about me? Are you deliberating about me? Are you going through what I'm giving you in your mind? He says, 111, second verse, Yahweh's works are great, pondered by all those who delight in them. His work is honor and majesty. His righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonderful works to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and merciful. He has given food to those who fear him. He always remembers his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nation. The work of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They are established forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. He has set redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. His name is holy and awesome. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. All those who do his work have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Amen? All right. Psalms 119. And we're going to be verses 129, starting at verse 129, fam. 129 to 36. And this is pay. And what is the pay? Your mouth, right? The mouth. He said, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth wide and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Establish my footsteps. Two things in there, right? We see the dalet and we see the gimel, right? Because the gimel is the foot, the footsteps. You use that to walk, right? He said, establish my footsteps in your word. Don't let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, so I will observe your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant. Teach me your statutes. Streams of tears run down my eyes because they don't observe your Torah. Amen? Psalms 131, Sam. And this is one of the songs that we sing. Song of Ascent. Yahweh, my heart isn't arrogant, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Israel, hope in Yahweh. from this time forever forward and forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Psalm 139. For the chief musician, a psalm by David. Yahweh, you have searched me, and you know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, Yahweh, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before. You laid your hand on me. This knowledge is beyond me. It's lofty. I can't attain it. Where could I go from your spirit? Or where could I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and settle in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will hold me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, the light around me will be night. Even the darkness doesn't hide from you. What did we learn about creation? Even the darkness doesn't hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness is like light to you, for you formed my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. My soul knows that very well. And now I want to stop and look at that word wonderful, family. Let's take a look at that word wonderful. And it's 6381 in the Hebrew, right? And the word is pala, a primitive root, properly perhaps, to separate that is distinguished literally or figuratively, by implication to be, causatively make, great, difficult, wonderful, accomplish, arise, be too hard, hidden things, too high, be, do a, show, marvelous, marvelously, marvel, marvelous things, marvelous work, miracles, perform, separate, make singular, be great, make, wonderful, wonderfulers, wonderfully, things, works, wondrous things, works, or wondrously, right? So when we see what Yahweh has done with us, when he says wonderful, all of that, things are hidden within us. Are they not? Things are wonderful within us. Are they not? You know, and when we look at the Hebrew root, but this is what makes it even more wonderful, right? When we look at the Hebrew root from Hebrews 6381, the pei and the lamed, right? Judgment, the pictograph of the pei is a picture of the mouth. The lamed is a picture of the shepherd's staff representing authority. Combine these means, speak to authority, a coming to one in authority to intercede on one's own behalf for another. But think about what was the first thing that Yahweh did after he made his marvelous creation called Adam. What was the first thing he did with him? Tell me a creature. Adam, what do you call this creature? It's fuzzy, it's got claws, it's got teeth, it looks like a dog, but it's not really a dog or whatever. What do you call it?
Dog.
A dog? That's what you call it? All right. So that's what I'm going to call it, right? He brings another creature to you, right? It's furry and white. It goes bath. What do you call it? A seal? Okay, so we're going to call that a seal? Right? But that's what he did. Whatever he called it, he honored it. He could have said, Adam, I'm bringing to you a seal. Adam, I'm bringing to you a dog. No, he said, Adam, what do you call that? Then furthermore, what he did with Adam was this. Man, every other creature out there got a male and a female to produce life. Another male and another female to produce life. Oh, no, this ain't going to work. I can't have him alone. But here's what I'm going to do. Adam, come in. Lay down. Right? All right. I already got the process. All I need is one bone. Put that bone right next to him. Add some more bones to it. Make the hips a little wide. Make the top a little bit narrower. Make the head a little bit bigger, right? Then I'm going to put flesh around it. On the chest area, I'm going to add two other things to it. In that area, I'm going to add something different than we add. Something he's got to give, but something she's going to need to receive now, right? And now with this now, I can make him complete. Rise up. What do you call her? Kua, life. I see we can make life with her. And that's what her name. We call her Eve, but her real name is what? Your daughter's name, right? Kua, life. Because Adam recognized that what Yahweh created for him was now the ability to produce us through it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right? So, back to, and I'm just reading from the WEB. So he says, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. My soul knows that very well. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was made in secret, woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my body. In your book, they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there were none of them. Right? What did we learn? We also learned that Yahweh established time once he created Adam, right? Excuse me. How precious, 139:17, how precious to me are your thoughts, mighty one? How vast is their sum? If I would count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. If only you, my mighty one, would kill the wicked. Get away from me, you bloodthirsty man. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Yahweh, don't I hate those who hate you? Am I not grieved with those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. And that perfect hatred is you hate them because they are they become the enemy of Yahweh. His enemy is our enemy, right? I hate them with perfect hatred. They have become my enemies. Search me, Elohim, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the everlasting way. How does he do that? Finds that wickedness in you. He's got to go through a path of leading you to that everlasting way to get you out of that wicked state. Amen? All right. Last couple of scriptures. Going to John the Apostle. Oh, boy, I will read chapter. I'm glad I remembered which chapter it was. Chapter 10. And he says, most certainly I tell you, one who doesn't enter by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But one who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they don't know the voice. Hallelujah. Yahushua spoke this parable to them, but they didn't understand. And when he was telling them, Yahushua therefore said to them, most certainly I tell you, I am the sheep's door. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go in and go out and will find pasture. The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm at 10. I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired hand flees because he is a hired hand and doesn't care for the sheep. I ain't giving up my life for them sheep. They ain't even mine. That's what the hired hand said. 10:14. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and I'm known by my own. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice. They will become one flock with one shepherd. Therefore, the Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down by myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I received this commandment from my Father. And he says, therefore, a division arose again among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, he is a demon and is insane. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not the sayings of one possessed by a demon. It's impossible for a demon to open the eyes of the blind, is it? It was the Feast of Dedication at Jerusalem, 10:22. It was winter, and Yahushua was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. And the Jews, therefore, came around him and said to him, how long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Mashiach, tell us plainly. Yahushua answered them, I told you, and you don't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify about me. But you don't believe because you are not of my sheep as I told you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give eternal life to them. Eternity, they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Excuse me. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my hands, out of my Father's hands. And I and the Father are one. Therefore, the Jews took up stones again to stone him. See, look at the stones that they rely upon. They taken a stone to destroy to try to destroy the chief cornerstone. 10:32. Yahushua answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, we don't stone you for a good work, but for the blasphemy. Because you, being a man, make yourself Elohim. Here it is. Yahushua answered them and said, isn't it written in your Torah, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of Elohim came and the scriptures can't be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you blaspheme because I said, I am the Son of the Mighty One? If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. But if I do them, though you don't believe me, believe the works. So don't believe in me. Don't believe in Yahushua. Believe what you're seeing. Believe what you're witnessing with your own two eyes. But if I don't do them, though you don't believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in the Father. They sought again to seize him, and he went out of their hand. I like that. He went away again beyond the Jordan into a place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. Many came to him. They said, John indeed did no sign, but everything that John said about this man is true. Many believed in him there. And this last two scriptures. I said, you are God. All of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like men and fall like one of the rulers. Amen. And that was Psalms 82:6 and 82:7. And that ends my lesson, my family.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. All right. Again, I'm going to ask my brothers to assist. Brother Baruch, I'm going to switch the game up. I'm going to ask you to read the second paragraph for me. Then I'll have my brother Kanik close us out with prayer.
Baruch Atah, Yeshua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternity, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yeshua, our mighty one. And trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its original, to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty. You are the mighty one, worthy and compassionate King. For Rukata
call Yeshua, our mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen.
Amen.
Abba Yah, we thank you today for hearing your wonderful word. Abba Yah, we thank you for your servant that delivers such a good message today, showing us the wonders of your work and the wonders of your creation. Abba Yah, we thank you for enlightening us. We thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the brothers that's not here today. Abba Yah, that you be with the brothers and their families.
Amen.
That you guide them as you have always guided them. Abba Yah, to give you glory and honor, forgive us our sins, and forgive us our trespasses.
Amen.
We ask all these things in the name of your mighty Son, Yahushua, our Redeemer and Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gadol Yahweh, U Meholal Meod, Vair Eloheinu, Har Karasho, Yife Nof, Meshoshal Haaret, Hatzion Yakelti, Safon Kiryat Melek Rav, Elohim Be'ar Menoteha, Noda Le Mishkav. Yeah.